Hi, I'm James Montemagno, developer evangelist at Xamarin. And today, we're going to take a look at Xamarin Forms and building out native iOS, Android, and Windows apps in C# and XAML. Now, the Xamarin approach to mobile development is extremely unique. We build a shared C# logic backend, all of our business logic, models, view models, RESTful service calls, SQL databases, things that are the same across all the different platforms. Then we give you the tools right inside of Visual Studio to access all of the APIs and design a beautiful native user interface for iOS, Android, and Windows. So you may be wondering, what does this look like? Well, if you're a Windows developer, these are things that are here are going to look pretty familiar. It's the .NET libraries running on the .NET runtime, System.io, Link, XML, things that we know and love as .NET C# developers. Now, when you want to go to Windows 10 or ASP.NET or some other Windows platform, you download an SDK, and you get some new namespaces to play around with. You can think of it exactly the same when you want to go to iOS or Android with Xamarin. You get all that .NET goodness on the bottom, but instead of running on the .NET runtime, you're running on the Mono runtime, the original open source implementation of .NET. Then what we do is we give you 100% API access to every single API in iOS and Android, all in C#. So things like UIKit, MapKit, iBeacon, Core Graphics, everything is available to you. We don't stop there. We take all those namespaces and we create C# wrappers around them and add C# features like async await, lambda, link support, events, delegates, things that we know and love as C# developers. And of course, we do the same thing over here on Android. We get all of those Android namespaces available to you. And what's really great is not only do you get every single API, but you get full native performance. On iOS, we do a full ahead-of-time compilation. Compile your C# down into LIL, down into LLVM bytecode. Run that through an LLVM compiler and optimizer, and boom, you get a native ARM binary running natively on an iOS device. Same thing true for Android. We're able to leverage just-in-time compilation, run the Mono runtime side-by-side the Android Dalvik or Art runtime, creating great native performance with all of your C# bindings and .NET namespaces all intact. Now, when it comes to Visual Studio, we have beautiful designers for both iOS and Android, enabling you to build out all of your applications in one solution and share code with all of your Windows applications too. So truly, anything that you could do in Objective-C, Swift, or Java, you can do it in Visual Studio with C#, with Xamarin. Now, to get started, it's extremely simple. When you're getting started with Visual Studio and installing, just go to Custom. Then, you'll just find Xamarin. Select Xamarin, and everything that you need to develop iOS and Android applications will be installed for you. Now, if you already have Visual Studio installed, just head over to xamarin.com/download and use our universal installer to get everything that you need. So that's a little bit how to get started and what the Xamarin platform offers. But we're here to talk about Xamarin Forms, a library from Xamarin that enables you to not only share your back-end logic, but also a shared user interface layer all in XAML for iOS, Android, and all of the Windows platforms. Now, we talked a little bit about the traditional approach with that shared C# back-end logic, and the same thing is true over here for Xamarin Forms applications, except for you can share more code up top and still access every single API in the different platforms. So what's included? Well, you can build out 40-plus pages, layouts, and controls from C# code behind or in XAML. And of course, with XAML comes great MVVM-type features, such as two-way data binding, a navigation system to actually navigate from page to page inside of your shared code, an animation API that uses the underlying core animation systems of the different platforms, a dependency service, and even a messaging center to do pub/sub across different components of your application. Everything that you truly need to get started building great cross-platform native applications. Now, when you start building out these applications, you're going to lay down some pages and then some layouts to host all of your controls. We have everything you need from tab navigation, master detail flyout, carousel pages, and of course, just a regular content page. And you can lay out your controls in a variety of ways. Scroll views, stack layouts, absolute layouts, grid, my personal favorite. And you can mix and match all these together. And then there's the controls. An abstraction of all the different controls across iOS, Android, and Windows in a nice cross-platform API. Things such as labels, list views, maps, sliders. Things that are common across the different platforms. But of course, you can bring in your own custom controls or even customize any of these. And we have a great ecosystem of Xamarin.Form partners, such as Syncfusion, Telerik, DevExpress, that are all building charts, graphs, and tons of great controls that you can bring right into your Xamarin iOS and Android apps and Xamarin.Form's applications. So what does this look like? Well, we're gonna dive into code in just a little bit, but I wanted to give you a short example of building a login page. Over here, we have an entry for username and an entry for password, all in a stack layout. And then a button that's bound to a login command, which is a method that'll get executed when that button is clicked. And you can see that it has a background color of green associated with it. Now, these are all hosted in a tabbed page. So that means on iOS, we're getting tabs on the bottom with images, tabs on top for Android, and a pivot control over here for Windows. And these are the native controls that are being displayed. Xamarin.Forms just gives you that cross-platform API. And what's really great about this XAML, it's the XAML that you know and love, but even enhanced. You can do platform and idiom customization right inside the XAML. So if your designer wants you to tweak something a little bit for iOS and Android, you have a nice, simple API to spruce it up. And you can even do it based on phone or tablet. So let's go ahead and take a look at building our very first Xamarin.Forms application. Here I am inside of Visual Studio 2015. I have Xamarin installed, so let's see how you would get started building your very first Xamarin.Forms application. Well, you'd go to File, New Project, and you normally see your Windows applications or Office or Cloud, but you'll see some brand new Android and iOS project templates here. Under Android, we have things like a Blank app or an Android Wear app, an Apple Watch application, an iPhone, and iPad applications to get started building a specific iOS or Android application. To get started with Xamarin.Forms, you'll head over to the cross-platform project template solutions here. And you'll see Xamarin.Forms Portable and Xamarin.Forms Shared. This will enable you to pick between a portable class library or a shared code project to share all of your code of your application, models, view models, and your user interface. Now, we're gonna build out a little application called MyWeather, which is gonna go off and find weather for a specific location that I've entered into the application and show us a full forecast. So I've gone ahead and already created this application and built out a little bit of our backend using the Blank app Xamarin.Forms Portable. So let's take a look at that project solution. Here it is, and let me go ahead and zoom in just a little bit for you, and we'll see MyWeather Portable. This is all of my shared code of the application. It gives me all my references, and you can see I'm brought in some NuGet, such as JSON.NET, and a few plugins, such as geolocator settings and text-to-speech, that allow me to access platform-specific functionality from shared code. And of course, all of my Xamarin.Forms NuGet packages have already been installed when you create that project. Now, this portable class library is just like a class library, but can be shared with iOS, Android, and Windows. And this is where all my business logic goes. So we have some models such as weather, some services such as a weather service, and a view model that we'll use in our user interface. The brilliant part here is that we also have the views, which are all of our XAML for Xamarin.Forms. So we can see truly all of our shared code logic is right here in one nice assembly. Now, the application MyWeather uses a weather service provided by openweathermap.org. And we can see I have a few RESTful endpoints that I'm gonna hit that can pass in a city or a latitude and longitude. So this hopefully looks like a little bit familiar code that you've seen in the past. For instance, the getWeather method here takes in a city and units, such as Imperial or Metric, uses our good friend HTTP client, formats our string, and goes off and gets that all asynchronously on a background task. When it comes back, we deserialize the weather root object to start displaying in our user interface. So this is JSON.NET. Now, what's that weather root object, you may be asking? Well, when that JSON comes back, we need objects that we can reference in our code to display in the user interface. So the weather root is hosted all in my models, and we can see things such as weather, main, description, temperature, pressure, min-max temperature. These are different properties that are coming from the JSON that I can display in the user interface. And I've gone ahead and C-sharpified them just a little bit with these JSON properties, so I get a nice readable C-sharp API. Now, the core of a Xamarin.Forms application comes from the MVVM approach, so model, view, view model. And the view model is what will be our binding to the user interface. So let's go ahead and take a look at the top here. We have a simple weather view model that implements iNotify property changed. And iNotify property changed allows us to raise events to our user interface when we change our code behind. So if we update the temperature or the model, we can let the user interface automatically bind to it. So we can see a few things here that we'll use in the user interface, such as location. This could be Seattle or Boston or wherever we want to find it in the world. We have a few other things such as is imperial, temperature, condition, and an is busy flag. We may use that, for instance, to show a little spinner indicator whenever we're going off on the background to let our users know, hey, we're calling out to the network right now. The core of it here is this I command. And an I command essentially is a way of telling Xamarin Forms through data binding what method to execute when you click a button. So here we can say this is the getWeather command, and it's going to go ahead and call the executeGetWeather command. And what this will do is it'll go out and take anything that we've entered, such as if we want to use imperial or metric, and our location, to call off to our weather service to get that weather all asynchronously. We'll come back and grab the forecast that we've seen I've hinted added a breakpoint to, and then we'll go ahead and format that up for temp and condition. So that's our business logic of the application, models and view models and our services. These are things that are shared everywhere. But the core here comes into putting it into the user interface and building our Android and iOS or Windows applications. So every single application starts with a main activity or a main entry point. We can still see that I have an Android, iOS, and a Windows application. And this is because nothing is cross-compiled at all. And you can still write platform-specific code in there. So for instance, going into the main activity of our Android application, we can see that we set a few resources and load our application. And this is the only line of code that you really have to add to in your platform-specific project to get Xamarin Forms up and running. And we can see it's app. So let's go ahead and take a look at that. So our app here essentially tells Xamarin Forms where to get started. We're going to create a brand new tabbed page and say our data binding context is the weather view model. And we're going to create two pages, a weather view and a forecast view. And then say that that's my main startup page and put it in a navigation so I have a nice bar on top with specific background color of blue. And that's it. That's where the main entry of our application is. So let's start building out a user interface and let's build our very first weather view. That's going to be inside of our view folder in our shared code. We'll go ahead and double tap that. Now this pulls up a blank XAML page and I could have gone in and said add new item. And under cross-platform, we would have saw a forms XAML page, and that's what I've added here. Now we have a stack layout, so we're going to stack some items right on top of each other so we can enter this into the user interface. So the first thing that we're going to do is an entry. And we'll set the text here to a binding of location. There we go. So that's going to be our data binding to that weather view model. So as we enter the location, it'll automatically update the code in the code behind. Then we'll go ahead and put a button in here, and we'll say text equals get weather. And then remember that command that we wanted to go ahead and use, the get weather command? We'll do the same binding here to get weather command. There we go. And lastly, let's go ahead and do a few labels to display that. So we'll say label, text, and this will be a binding, of course, to the temp. And we can go ahead and adjust some other properties, such as maybe font size. We'll set that to 24, nice and big. And then let's do another one to the condition, binding condition, so see if it's rainy or not. And lastly, we're going to do a little activity indicator. And what that will do is give us a little spinner progress bar on our user interface. So we'll say is visible, and we'll do a binding to is busy. And also we'll do a binding to is running to is busy. Oops. There we go. So we've laid down five controls into our user interface. And that's going to be where we enter the location, get our weather, and it's displayed back to us. So again, when I hit get weather command, it's going to go into my weather view model and essentially call this method. And then it will go and get the weather all for me. Now, if you remember back in our app, we also had the weather forecast view. And this forecast view is going to give us a list view of all the weather. I've gone ahead and created that ahead of time. And we can see it's pretty standard. We have a list view that's going to do some data binding to a list of items. When I pull the refresh, it'll refresh the weather for me. And I have a nice little data template to go ahead and display the temperature and an icon of what the weather is outside. Now, to actually get this on a device, there's not much I have to do. We'll go ahead and first run it here on Android, and we've set that as our startup project. And when you have an Android device plugged in, it'll show up right inside of the debug menu, or you can go ahead and launch it right on the Android emulator, anyone that you like. So let's go ahead and just deploy it here. And this is going to launch it right onto my physical device that I'll be screen mirroring, and we'll start a debug session right now. All right, the application is launched, and you can see that I have a tab with weather and forecast up top, and I can swipe back and forth. There we go. Now, it's defaulted to Seattle, Washington, but I can go ahead and click Get Weather. There's our little spinner, and we've hit our very first breakpoint. Now, we've gone already out and gotten our weather route. So here we can see that we have all the weather that we would need to display, the city ID, the temperature, that it's raining, of course, in Seattle, classic Seattle. And then we can go ahead and look at our weather object. So this is classic debugging, just like you've always done. Now we'll go ahead and continue on and grab our forecast. And this has gotten a full 5-day forecast of all of our points in 3-hour intervals. So you can see all of the items in the list. So let's go ahead now, and we'll go ahead and just continue on. And there we go. It's raining, of course, in Seattle, and it's about 48 degrees. If I go over to the forecast, we can see the forecast here in Seattle, and of course, rain every single day. Classic Seattle. Oh, it looks like it's going to stop. Now, this is beautiful material design that we have coming in with material tabs, but let's go ahead and see what it looks like on iOS. So I'm going to go ahead and stop debugging and set iOS over here as my startup project. And we'll notice that it's switched over to iPhone Simulator as my target. I could also select an iPhone to debug on a physical iOS device. And it's gone out and connected to my Mac to pull all of the iOS-specific devices that I can launch on. So we're going to go ahead and build this up. With it all built up, we'll go ahead and start without debugging. So here we go. This is going to start up on my iPhone 6S. Now, even though I'm here inside of Visual Studio, I'm connected to my Mac and actually showing it right here. So we can see that I'm actually on a Mac, but inside of VMware. Here, now we get tabs on the bottom for weather and forecast. And I'll just go ahead and say get weather. There we go. And of course, light rain. Let's pull back up our Android device so we can see kind of the difference here. As we have not only different material tabs, but still the same styling, but we're getting the iOS look and feel because it is an iOS application. I can select forecast, and of course here I have my full forecast. I can go over, pull to refresh. Same thing true on Android. I can go ahead and pull to refresh here. There we go. Now, because this is a Xamarin Forms application, we can target not only iOS and Android, but any of the Windows platforms. So here I have a Windows 10 universal project. And we'll set that as our startup. And again, there's not very much different in our application. We just bring in our shared code and all of our NuGet, such as Xamarin Forms, and our Xamarin plugins, such as Geolocator and Settings, that we could use. And then, in our code behind of the main page, we'll go ahead and simply set and load the application. So now, we could run this in any emulator or device, specifically for Windows 10, and we'll just run it locally here on the machine. So let's go see what that looks like. And here we have it. Let's go ahead and pull up all three side by side. I'll go ahead and say get weather. And again, still raining. And take a look at our forecast. With 100% shared code, we have a beautiful cross-platform application for iOS, Android, and Windows 10, all built completely with C# and XAML. We just saw how to build our very first application with Xamarin Forms. Now that just scratches the surface, because there's a whole lot more. We've recently introduced Xamarin Forms 2.0, which adds full Windows 10 UWP application support, control templates, data template selectors, gestures such as pinch and pan, XAML compilation, effects, and Android material design, really fleshing out the entire story for building great cross-platform native applications for iOS, Android, and all the Windows platforms. Now, to get started using Xamarin Forms, we have great documentation, but you can also grab the free ebook by the one and only Charles Petzold, available on a plethora of different platforms, completely for free. Just head to bit.ly/XamarinForms book. Now, if you want to get started and learn more about Xamarin, just head to Xamarin.com, and you can find all of the source code on my personal GitHub, and follow me, of course, at James Montemagno on Twitter. And thank you so much.